start you off with a kind of a bigger picture question. I mean, as a guy who's transferred before, I'm wondering, I mean, if it's a rule you've thought about, I mean, obviously not for yourself going forward, but just sort of as an NCAA rule, if that's something you could see being a little more loose where athletes are able to transfer freely without the 1 year penalty at some point in the future, is that something you'd like to see?
Yeah, for sure. Because that's a tough transition, you know, for somebody to, you know, just, you know, change up and go to a whole nother school, you know, just like that. And, you know, having to sit out a year puts a lot of toll, you know, on the mental state of mind. You know, you're already going through enough, you know, whatever you went through at the previous school, and you're just looking for a new beginning, and, you know, just having to wait a whole year just kind of, you know, delays the whole process.
You think you would have gone JC if that rule didn't exist?
Oh, no. I probably would have came straight here or, you know, to another school, wherever. The JC route is, you know, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. It's not the, you know, the best route to take, but, you know, I'm glad I went through it, though.
Appreciate it, man.
How are things looking at a quarterback position?
Looking pretty good. Offense is coming along well. Just have to continue to get better every day.
How's it different with Raylan out there and at 100%?
Oh, it's a lot different. He's a big mismatch out there. It's kind of like he can play slide, he can play outside. So, you know, he's a mismatch wherever, and, you know, he's a big target. So it's good getting him the ball.
As a guy that big in the slot, how does it benefit you as a quarterback? Does it just make the throw easier because it's a bigger target?
Yeah, the throws is a lot easier. You know, he has a wide range. You know, he's long. He can jump. You know, it just makes it a lot easier on the QBs.
Coach Whittingham said that, I think it was Coach Whittingham, said that the tight ends would maybe be used a little differently than years past. What's different in Coach Taylor's offense how are they used, I guess? In that?
I would say they use more of as a hybrid at that tight end position. You know, they can all run and they can block. So, you know, I feel like they could, you know, put their hand in the ground and, you know, stand up, you know, just like a receiver. You know, almost like, you know, the Patriots use Gronk, you know, how they use their tight end. So, you know, they're very athletic and, you know, we can use them anywhere in the field.
Do you feel like this offense suits you well? Maybe more of a spread offense than maybe a little more of a downhill run game?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it suits me pretty well. We throw the ball a ton out here. You know, it opens up the lanes for the running backs, and we have great receivers out here. You know, they're getting more experience every day, so, you know, I feel like it suits me very well.
Has there been a noticeable difference with Carrington off the field the last few days?
Not really, I wouldn't say. You know, the receivers come out and compete every day. You know, and whenever he's out here, he competes to his best, to the best of his ability. And you know, it's just a mentality that next man up.
What do you think you personally have to do to win that starting job again?
Just have to continue to get better every day, stay consistent, and continue to lead my team.
You know, I obviously don't want to talk about not getting that starting job, but say that doesn't happen, or say you don't get that. What's your role in this team, if that's the case?
Continue to be the best teammate I can be, and you know, stay engaged and just be ready when my name is called.
Is that hard to kind of play that game where you're just not really knowing, he's splitting equal reps with Tyler? Or?
No, I just try to, you know, stay focused on, you know, getting the offense better as a whole. You know, it's a team sport, and our, you know, our whole goal this year is just, you know, put points on the board and score in the red zone.
How is that red zone looking? I mean, Coach Whittingham said it was a little rougher, Troy Taylor said it was that, but how's it looking?
Yeah, it was a little rough today. I feel like defense did a good job, you know, containing and, you know, keeping us out of there. But, you know, today was like our first day putting in, like, red zone plays and, you know, running stuff like that. So I just think we'll continue to get better at it each day we go after.
Is there going to be any more under center at the red zone? I know sometimes, like, late shotgun. What's the look there?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. You know, I feel like, you know, Coach Taylor just, you know, once he gives a defense a, you know, a different look here and there, kind of keep him guessing. But, you know, just try to, you know, just go out there and execute, you know, regardless of if it's under center or not.
When Paul Toil got his scholarship over the weekend, what was that like as a teammate, just being part of that?
Oh, it was great. It was great seeing a guy like him get a scholarship. He works extremely hard. He goes out there and competes every day. He's not just a regular walk-on out there. You know, that guy is scholarship worthy, and he deserved it. And, you know, we're just all happy for him.
How is the offensive line coming together? I know it looked like another switched up line
today. Yeah, I feel like they are doing pretty good. Coach Harden does a great job. You know, those guys are so tight as a group. You don't really see too much of a drop off, you know, when somebody subs in or somebody switches. They all communicate very well. So, you know, we have a lot of trust in the O-line, and I know they get the job done.